The northern region is the largest of the 10 regions, covering about 31% of Ghana's land area. Administering the region for effective development is a major challenge due to its size. It is for this reason that the Konkomba community came to the presidency to present a petition to government to consider the creation of new regions along the northeastern corridor. Secretary to the Regent of Sabuba Traditional Area, Philip Dibabi, who spoke on behalf of the chiefs, said despite the vast potential of the region, it is one of the poorest in the country. He stressed that the creation of the new regions will, among others, improve economic development and also eliminate disputes.
I'm hoping that the Council of State will be positive in its response like it has for the others. The process is not a political one. I'm doing it because I think it would improve the governance of our country. It will bring greater coherence to the various areas that are the subject of the regions, make governance easier, more direct, and therefore enhance the quality of governance across the country. The important thing is that all of us recognize that we want to go about things in our country in an orderly and systematic manner. So I'm very impressed by the way that you have decided to approach this matter. The creation of a district in Yono and Namoa, some of the things that are happening there are not good. These matters should not be the subject of violence and people making threats. That is not the way we want to run Ghana. There's always grievances, but there are mechanisms for dealing with these grievances.
President Akufo-Addo lauded the chiefs for the bold step taken to bring development to the region. He said a petition will be presented to the Council of State for perusal. The president stressed that the creation of the new regions will, in the long run, facilitate development. President Akufo-Addo advised the people to eschew violence when settling their grievances. The chiefs used the occasion to also appeal to government to address challenges associated with the free SHS, poor healthcare in the region, and uncompleted projects such as the Eastern Corridor roads.
Mercy Dakun filed that report.